Now, just because I have no arms and no legs, it doesn't mean that I can't be successful. It doesn't mean that I can't do a business degree like I've done, a Bachelor of Commerce in Financial Planning and Accounting. That didn't stop me. Then what really stops you? Your mind. The way you see your life and where you are going will determine how successful you will be in life. I could say, yeah, I'm a guy without arms and legs, but what? I have my little chicken drumstick. Don't ask yourself and see what you don't have, see what you do have, and then say, okay, this is where I am. But don't limit yourself to say, well, if only I had this, or if only I had that. You can think of all the things that you don't have, but I want to ask you, is that really constructive? No. Why? Because no one can turn back time. It's up to you with what you do with today. Your priorities, your daily agenda will determine how successful you are. You want to know something? I started to be thankful. Thankful? Why, Nick? How could you be thankful? My mum showed me a newspaper article of a young man who had a disability, not similar to mine. But it was also unexplained medically. And I thought, you know what? I'm not the only one with something to bear. But I'm telling you, this perspective is everything. Giving yourself enough credit. Write this down. Give yourself credit. Even if the whole world told me that, Nick, you have no arms and no legs, you're not good enough, you're not going to reach your fullest potential, and even if you do, it's not going to be compared to anybody else's potential because you have no arms and no legs. Even if the whole world has that discouragement on you or their view on you, you don't have to believe them. You get it? You don't have to believe others' opinions because it's just an opinion.